John Egan.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about There Is a Savior.
Okay.
We were together a couple years ago writing some songs. You, Glenn Packham, and Micah came out, I think after the first night, and shared this song. It was up-tempo, had theology, it had like creedal history. It's pretty special. Tell us about it.
Wow, thank you. Yep, Glenn came to Mike and I. We were kind of, the three of us were about to write together, and he was talking about how Caesar Augustus, it was when he was born, the way they were couching it in the empire, in the Roman Empire, was that he was king, that he was savior, he was lord even, he was even son of God. And he was telling Micah and I about that, and there were even signs that they would put on like the highways, on the roads, that would say, good news, Caesar is king, Caesar is lord. And so when Mark opens up his gospels by saying, here's the good news about Jesus, we wanted to write a, what is the real good news? You know, Glenn's, his own journey has taken him into teaching, preaching, writing. So he actually hadn't been writing songs in a while. So that morning, I picked him up early in this, on a snowy morning, and we drove 2 hours up to this retreat to do some writing. And he got in the car saying, I'm nervous. I haven't written. And he's like, he goes, I have one idea, one thought about Augustus, you know. I was like, okay. All right, you know.
Yeah, well done on the song.
Thank you.
I think every one of us around the circle have led the song. Mm. It just works, man. It works acoustic, it works full band. It's high. It's so hard to find like high energy songs that have content. And you nailed it. Well done.